right, welcome to it on a free-for-all Friday. Glad to have you here for the Steve Gruber Show. You can connect a variety of ways. SteveGruber.com, drop me a note right there. You can call me at 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You can get on the phone and share your thoughts here throughout the day. Make sure you go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page and vote on the Michigan-Michigan State football game. That game gets underway noon tomorrow at Spartan Stadium. Love to see how you vote on that, who you think is going to come out on top, Michigan or Michigan State, the battle for football prowess here in the state. The caravan is massing now at the Guatemala-Mexico border, and President Trump is thanking the Mexican government for sending federal police to the border to try to stop this from happening. The president has also issued a warning to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras to say, you need to stop. You need to stop allowing this to happen, because if you continue to allow these people to flood north, same warning has been given to Mexico, I believe. If you allow these people to continue to flood north, we're going to put an end to the money that we send to you. The aid money that we send to you is going to go away. We're not going to continue to send you money if you continue to send your people to cross our border illegally. And that makes sense. You have to hit these people where it hurts. You hit them in the pocketbook, because these things can get under control. President Nieto, who's the outgoing president of Mexico, is helping in this regard. AMLO on his way in December the 1st. We don't know what his role is going to be. Meanwhile, Vicente Fox, the outspoken liberal socialist communist, former president of Mexico, endorsing Beto O'Rourke of Texas, just as an aside to all of this circus, if you will. And for anybody that believes this is a coincidence, that this is happening now, 19 days, I guess 18 days now before the election, that's just not, it's just not believable. Of course, there are political forces behind this happening now, and you've seen the videos. If you haven't, go look. There are videos showing people getting cash. They're getting handed cash as they're on their way towards the border. You know, here people standing in line getting cash to make the journey north, to come across the American border illegally, to gum up our systems, and to make it stop. Now, the president has said he is willing to use the United States military to secure our border. How do you feel about that? Serious question. How do you feel about the military securing the southern border? I feel that it's, if that's what it takes, if we are not going to get there any other way, and we need to send a clear message to the world that we are a sovereign nation and our borders will be respected, if that's how it has to happen, then that's what we'll need to do. But the president is thanking Mexico for at least putting the federal police on the southern border to make an attempt to stop this caravan from pushing through. This year, in the last couple of months, since the president's program that was stopping families, and it got all that press because babies were being ripped from mothers and all the nonsense, since that program was brought to an end because Donald Trump capitulated to the push of the left, he said, fine, and the optics were terrible, the politics were terrible, you know that, and so do I, so he had to do something. He pulled back from that program, but since that time, the number of families coming into this country illegally has skyrocketed, has absolutely surged. It's off the rails, it's off the charts. So we have a bigger problem today at the southern border than we had previously, because the Republicans in this administration were bullied and cowed into backing off from a policy that was actually working. Now, the number of kids getting separated from their families is very small, and it was only for a temporary period of time, usually a handful of days at the most. And so that became the front page story in the New York Times and the Washington Post, and it was the fodder for the 24-hour news cycle. So that got beaten into submission, and now they're surging over the border. And you ask yourself, why is this happening? Well, you have to look no further than Texas to figure this out. Texas Democrats are asking non-citizens to register to vote. It's true. Now, we've told you here for a very long time, the point of this exercise is to turn Texas blue. Because if the Democrats can turn Texas blue, it's over. You put Texas, California, New York, and Illinois together as a voting block when it comes to presidential elections and so forth, it's over. The socialist agenda, the globalist agenda, the elite ruling class agenda will be put forth. If Texas turns blue, it's over. And that's why Beto O'Rourke has brought in $40 million in his race to unseat Ted Cruz. It's failing miserably. Ted Cruz will sail to victory in Texas, but it has changed the complexity of Texas politics, And the Texas Democratic Party is asking non-citizens to register to vote by sending out applications to immigrants, to illegal aliens, with the citizenship box already checked yes. The Public Interest Legal Foundation alerting district attorneys and the Federal Justice Department that the pre-checked applications included a signed affidavit from a man who said some of his relatives who are not citizens are receiving these mailings. So you have a two-pronged problem here. Number one, you have the Democrats who see all of these illegals as possible new voters. To hell with the country, to hell with America, to hell with sovereignty, to hell with any of it. It's our power at stake here, and if we can get non-citizens to vote, we can hold on to power. So that's what the Democrats want. Meanwhile, you've got these large corporations and companies that want cheap labor. This has been true my entire life. The Democrats wanting new voters, a newer phenomenon, but as far as cheap labor goes, migrant workers and so forth, that's been true my entire life. I remember seeing migrant workers when I was a kid here in Michigan. They would travel north and harvest crops and then go back to Mexico. Now, however, it's different. Now they just travel to America and stay for as long as they want, oftentimes, working and operating in the shadows. 22 million people in America illegally today. The best guess, 22 million people in this country that are illegal aliens, and that is the federal proper term. It's not racist, it's not pejorative, it is the legal term used by the United States when it comes to people in this country that are not authorized to be here. They are illegal aliens. Use the proper term, words matter. So you've got 22 million people here. All of a sudden, you've got this caravan of 4,000 people heading north, trying to make it north to America, with 18 days now to go before the midterm elections. It looks awfully staged, doesn't it? It looks awfully staged, because isn't it interesting, isn't it convenient, that one of the things that really hurt the president earlier this year was that whole debate over separating children and their families. So now would be the perfect time to try to bring that topic up again, to bring it back out and try to hit the president with this, and somehow he's not fair to families, he's not fair to immigrants, he's mean to children. He's mean to women and children, that this president is terrible, and that's the narrative trying to be put forth by those on the left. Meanwhile, Beto O'Rourke, speaking of Beto's deal, $40 million, he's been endorsed by former Mexican president Vicente Fox. Outright socialist, communist, Vicente Fox endorsing O'Rourke, who says if Donald Trump is brought up on impeachment, he'd vote to impeach immediately. No investigation necessary, by the way. Just an aside to all of this. Because the Democrats are looking for anything to help them at the ballot box come November the 6th. The blue wave has not materialized. In fact, right now, I'll tell you again, if the election were held today, the Republicans would pick up 4 to 6 seats in the United States Senate. That's still true. And when the dust clears on the 6th of November, the Republicans will have 54, 55, 56 seats in the United States Senate, which means all the federal judges in the Supreme Court well defended. The real question is, what happened in the House? Do the Republicans control a razor-thin margin, or do the Democrats get a razor-thin margin? It'll be close either way. 14 after on a free-for-all Friday. It's the Steve Guerrero Show. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too, Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com, 517tax.com or 269tax.com or 906tax.com. Get a fresh start today.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National